With me now is Terry Robinson from the Anglican Communion Office. And Terry, welcome to you. I know recently that you received a new title, the Networks Coordinator.
Yes, that's right.
Can you explain to us what that's about?
Well, this is a new role for me, and it's a new role for the Anglican Communion Office, but it's something that's been requested in ACC's past and at other times. The networks have asked for a coordinator at the Anglican Communion Office as a sort of a central focal point for them. And it will be my role to make sure that there's good communication with the networks and to keep the profile of the networks high before the instruments of communion, very important, and to facilitate information exchange and all that sort of thing. I'm not quite sure this is a new job for me, new job for the office. I'm not quite sure how it will unfold. But I really hope that I can be a resource in building up what the networks are already doing, be a real resource for them, give them some confidence.
Why the term network? Where did that come from? Or is there a reason why that's a particularly good term for what we're talking about?
Well, there is. It differentiates the networks from other more formal bodies, the commissions of the Anglican Communion. The network is slightly less formal organism, and it operates not through mandates and limited life work, but through a constant connecting of people involved in particular fields, common areas of mission and ministry.
Now, is it an expensive operation to have all these networks?
Well, not particularly, because there's the basic level of communicating electronically, which isn't so expensive. It does mean that you have to have the IT capability and things. So there's that. That's a consideration. But that's one way of keeping in touch. The more expensive thing is to have an occasional gathering of key people in networks, and those things are very valuable, because in the end, you know, you can communicate as much as you want electronically, but it's when you come face to face for those exchanges of stories, this sharing of enthusiasms, that the energy begins to flow.
Now, how many networks are there in the Anglican Communion?
We now have a dozen. We've just established two more, so we have a dozen now.
Can you say something about the new ones?
The two new ones, which have been set running by this ACC, are the Health Network and the Anglican Refugee and Migrant Network. And there has been work in the past, Refugee and Migrant Network in the past, but it's been given a very, very new and exciting energy. The Anglican Church in Hong Kong has offered to host an office for that particular network and provide a coordinator for it. So that's given it a whole new lease of life.
So those kind of gifts from different parts of the communion enable a lot of the ministry of the networks to happen?
Well, yes. I mean, that's an idea. The way this one's been set up is ideal, really.
Are there people involved from all parts of the Anglican Communion?
In each of the networks, or in this one in particular?
Well, I was thinking in the wide variety of networks that there are.
Yes, I mean, across the networks, the whole of the many of the networks in themselves are truly global, and some are slightly more specific. The Francophone network, for example, specifically serves the French-speaking Anglicans, and there are some 4 million of them, I believe, across
maybe,
the,
yes.
You know, maybe.
And last but not least, do you see a long future for the networks? Is this a ministry that you think will last and move into the next 10, 15 years?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I think the work of the networks is extremely important, really, at many, many levels. At one level, for example, the networks will be sort of strengthening the work that's going on at grassroots. And many of the networks will be there to enable the little people, you know, to be involved in the work of the communion, the mission and ministry of the communion, to be part of that, to be resourced by by the bigger picture, by the sort of the that level. The issues that they're concerned with, women's issues, urban issues, education, those things aren't going to go away. Those things are going to need the networks, I think. And we're really beginning to realise not just the work that's already being done, but what can be taken into the future.
It sounds like you've got a rather exciting new ministry as the networks coordinator for the Anglican Communion.
I think so. I really do. I mean, I'm a novice, and I'm very excited about having this opportunity to learn and to know what I can give.
Our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.